Inshallah, continuing with today's program. The first speaker of today's program is a graduate of the Islamic Dawah Academy. The Islamic Dawah Academy has two full-time madrasas running under the academy. One is Jamia Riyadul Ulum, which is a full-time madrasa for boys, and Riyadul Salihan, which is a full-time madrasa for girls, over 16s madrasa. So our speaker, he's a graduate of the Islamic Dawah Academy. He came from Crawley to study, and currently he is an imam in one of the masjids in Crawley and also responsible for Madrasa Maktab, which runs in the Crawley area. So I would like to call Maulana Nabeel Iqbal Sahib to come forward and deliver his bayan.
Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صمت نجا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected ulama kiram, honorable elders, dearest young brothers and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many a time in the glorious Quran, He instructs us regarding a particular action. And out of His infinite mercy and grace and affection, numerous times this action is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ O you who believe, those of you that have brought iman, fear Allah. Our Honorable Shaykh حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he mentions that in essence, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah, it entails that a person erects between himself and the disobedience of Allah a shield. That a person fears the displeasure of Allah, and the displeasure of Allah is a consequence of one's action. Hence one can conclude that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us, ittaqullah, fear Allah, it means that we create between ourselves and the disobedience of Allah a shield and a barrier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His sheer love for us, how to acquire taqwa, how to make it easy, He informs us of certain actions. In the verse that I had the honor of reciting before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ O you who believe, fear the disobedience of Allah, fear the displeasure of Allah. And how can one bring within himself this quality of taqwa? Allah Ta'ala further mentions, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak that which is straight. Speak that which is upright. Speak the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He understands the way that a human thinks, wherever He has discussed the element of taqwa, time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains to us the benefits of taqwa. That a person, when he brings taqwa into his life, he will receive so and so, he will receive so and so. Because it's in human nature that whenever he finds something which is beneficial for him, he will go towards that aspect. And something which is harmful, he will try to abstain from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those that acquire this quality that they are able to bring within themselves, this shield between themselves and the disobedience of Allah. By acquiring taqwa, a person acquires the friendship of Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who adopt this quality of taqwa. Through adopting taqwa, a person acquires the assistance and the nearness and the proximity of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who adopts taqwa, Allah Ta'ala, through this barakah of taqwa, when he comes across a path which is difficult for him, Allah Ta'ala makes this path crossing easy for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah Ta'ala makes his affairs easy for him. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, to adopt the quality of taqwa, one action that a person can bring into his life to acquire taqwa, to make it easy to acquire taqwa, Allah Ta'ala mentions that a person, he should safeguard his tongue. This tongue, my friends, is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the size of this tongue being small, its implications, its repercussions, my friends, can be very vast. With this very tongue, a person can acquire the pleasure of Allah. And at the same time, with this very tongue, a person can acquire the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this very tongue, when a person utters the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, a person, he enters into the fold of Islam. And with the same very tongue, if a person utters a sentence or a phrase which is against the aqaid of Islam, a person, he removes himself from the fold of Islam. A person who utters just once, Alhamdulillah, my friends, look at the vastness of the mercy of Allah. Look at how affectionate Allah Ta'ala is. Just by uttering one Subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ تَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ. One utterance of this phrase, Alhamdulillah, it encompasses the entire scales, the pans, that will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيُوضَعُ الْمِيزَانِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will resurrect, He will place the pans of the scale. The scale will be placed on the day of resurrection to weigh the a'mal of the Bani Adam. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the glorious Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, every evil, every good action that we would have carried out would be present before us. And these would be weighed in the scale. If the right side of the scale is heavier, a person will find himself in paradise, in Jannah. How big are these scales, my friends? Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that وَيُوضَعُ الْمِيزَانِ, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mizan, the scales, they will be placed. وَلَهُ كِفَّتَانِ, and this scale, this mizan, this weight, it will have two pans. لَوْ وُضِعَتْ فِي إِحْدَاهُمَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ لَوَسِعَتْهُنَّ, if in one pan, if in one side of the scale, the entire seven heavens and the earth were to be placed, after having placed the entire seven heavens and the earth, there would still be space in that pan, in one side of that pan. How big is that pan? How big is that scale, one side of the scale? And on the other hand, we find that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one utterance of Alhamdulillah, that pan that could not be filled by the seven heavens and the earth, but a servant of Allah, when he utters once Alhamdulillah, it fills the entire one scale. My Honorable Shaykh Hafizahullah, he mentions, that's one utterance of Alhamdulillah. If in 1 minute it takes a person 3 seconds to utter once Alhamdulillah, in a minute that's 20 times a person is able to utter Alhamdulillah. Imagine the reward on the day of Qiyamah, just for uttering 20 times Alhamdulillah. My friends, this tongue that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us with is a great ni'mat, a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our duty, my friends, that we guard this tongue of ours. We utilize it only to speak good. We refine and reform our tongue in such a manner that we are controlling our tongue and the tongue is not controlling us. Our pious predecessors, from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, till today, my friends, they guarded their tongue. They assessed what they speak. They weighed what they were about to utter. Because of this taqwa, because of the fear of Allah, they were able to speak the truth, able to speak what is straight, able to speak what is upright. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, time and time again he would mention, "Inna hadha awradani al-mawarid." It is because of this tongue that I have been put into difficulty time and time again. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, "Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu, ma 'ala al-ardi ahaq bi tuli sijnin min al-lisan." By Allah, la ilaha illa hu, there is none worthy worship besides Allah. There is nothing more worthy to be placed in the prison than this tongue. Once Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was riding alongside the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a lengthy hadith he mentions that I rode so close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my knees, they touched the blessed knees of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at this moment I took it upon myself to ask the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of such an action. Inform me of such an action that due to the barakah of this action, I will enter into paradise, and due to the barakah of this action, it will distance me from the fire of hell. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enumerated many, many actions, from iman to salah, sadaqah, zakat, performing tahajjud, giving alms, giving charity. Thereafter the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَلَاكِ هَذِهِ كُلِّهِ. O Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, shall I not tell you of an action which will encompass everything that I have just said? Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, eager to in a wait of the response, that what will be that action which will encompass all the actions that have just been told. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he takes out his blessed tongue, أَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ, and he says to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا, guard this tongue. My friends, how careful our pious predecessors were with regards to guarding their tongue. We can understand through this one incident. I've heard my Honorable Shaykh Hafidhullah mention this incident time and time again regarding Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahimahullah, a famous king that has passed in the history of the Muslims. What was his occupation? He would write the Quran with his very hands. He would scribe the Quran, and then he would give this Quran as hadiyah, as a present, or he would place it in the masajid. One day whilst writing the Quran, he comes across a verse of the Quran in which together fihi comes twice. In the 11th juz of the glorious Quran, we find لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال. So in this particular verse, fihi, it comes twice. Whilst writing this verse, a person, he passes by and he sees, he wasn't aware that this is Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahimahullah, the king of the time. He sees that fihi has been written twice. It seems as though this individual writing the Quran has made a mistake in this particular place. And he says that you have made a mistake. Fihi, you have written twice. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahimahullah, he was sitting here with a group of friends. He makes a circle round one of the fihi. Back in those days, writing on a parchment with a quill, with an ink, the parchment very thick, writing on ink, to once again, when one makes a mistake, to erase that particular ink, very, very difficult. You'd have to scrape away at that ink. He makes a circle round one of the fihi to indicate that I have listened to what you have said, and to denote, according to that individual, the mistake that I have made. He circles one of the fihi. That person, he passes on, he moves away. His friends that were around him, they asked Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahimahullah, that you knew that in this particular verse, fihi comes twice. Why didn't you explain to him, why didn't you inform him that in this particular verse, fihi comes twice in this particular verse? Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi alayh, Honorable Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentions that the words that came out from the tongue of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi are worthy of being written in gold. What did he say? He said, for me to erase this circle from my parchment after I have made a note of its mistake, it's easy. It's far easier than to remove a dot of embarrassment if I had uttered something, if I had explained to him that you have made a mistake. No, I am correct. In the presence of others, this would have brought embarrassment on his heart that I came rectifying a mistake. In turn, myself, I have been informed of my mistake. The pain that it would have gone through his heart, this is far difficult for me than to remove this circle and erase it from my parchment. My honorable friends, my dear brothers, my young friends, it's our duty, it's a mark of a believer that he speaks the truth, he speaks what is correct, he doesn't speak immoral, he doesn't use vulgar language, he doesn't use illicit words, because this is not the quality of a believer. With regards to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find the Sahaba mentioning radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, lam yakun fahishan wala mutafahisha. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither did he utter any vulgar rude language, neither did he make up any words that had any form of evil within them. ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء. A believer, one who has complete iman, it's not befitting of him to use words in which there are curses, to use words in which there is taunt. Sometimes, my friends, we utter such words when speaking to our friends, when speaking to our parents, not realizing regarding words and sentences as insignificant. Sometimes, my friends, we pierce the hearts of others by the words that utter from our tongue. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu will say, جَرَحَاتُ السِّنَانِ لَهَتِّيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. When a person is struck with a spear or with an arrow, naturally a person will acquire a wound. But as the years pass, this wound it will heal. But my friends, such utterances come out from our tongue that pierce the heart of our parents, pierce the hearts of our friends. A lifetime passes, but that wound it will never heal. Allah Ta'ala is saying in this particular verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear the displeasure of Allah, fear the disobedience of Allah. Create between yourself and the disobedience of Allah a shield, a barrier, to make this easy, to make this task easy of acquiring taqwa. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak that which is truth. Speak that which is upright, that which is straight. I leave you with the words of Haji Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, the Shaykh of our Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah. My friends, words of our akabirin, words of our pious predecessors, our whole lifetime, if we were to study, my friends, we would not come across the gems that we acquire when sitting in the company of the pious ulama, sitting in the company of our mashayikh haqqa. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, in Urdu he mentions, three things we have to do. Nazare nichi, he would say, keep your gaze lowered. Keep your gaze lowered. Kalam naram o kam. Your speech, it should be gentle, it should be soft, it should be less. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Man samata naja. That person who remains silent, he will be successful. In this world, he will be successful at the time of death, he will be successful in his grave, he will be successful on the plains of resurrection, he will be successful forever and ever in Jannah, he will be successful. Our speech, it should be soft, it should be gentle, it should be less. Or zuban par aksar o beshtar zikrullahu. And majority of the time, on your tongue should be the remembrance of Allah. My young friends, not for a moment we should think that my life is drowning in sin, 24 hours of my life are in sin. What will one subhanallah do? What will one alhamdulillah do? My Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he mentions that this is a tact, this is a ploy from shaitan, so that you do not come closer to your Creator. Rather the thought that has come into your mind to utter one alhamdulillah, this very thought is proof that Allah Ta'ala wants to make you your beloved, his beloved. Let us not find any remembrance of Allah insignificant. Let us control our tongue, guard our tongue, speak that what is straight, speak that which is truth. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the quality to make amal. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to safeguard our tongue, to guard our tongue. My friends, let us assess before we speak. The ulama, they say, tolo pir bolo. In initial stages, a person will have to do this. He will have to first assess his speech. What I am about to say, will it bring the displeasure of Allah? Will it bring the pleasure of Allah? If that speech will bring the pleasure of Allah, speak. If that utterance will bring the displeasure of Allah, refrain. And reform your speech, refine your speech. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.